So how do we deal with a fault-finding mentality, especially, say, when loud ones who are not very clean, clean while cooking for Krishna or clean in general? And although I understand that fault-finding is, we should be like a honeybee and not like a fly, but still that mentality is there. Answer, firstly, it is not wrong to find faults. If the faults exist, then the faults need to be corrected. But if that becomes the primary interaction that we have with others, or if that becomes the primary perception that others get of others, of us, that means most of the time we interact with them at the time we are finding faults with them. Or most of the time when people see anything, oh, now this person is going to find some fault with me. Mm-hmm. Then that is going to have an undesirable effect on us. Now, as far as our perception is concerned, sometimes we are specialized about certain things. So if we have a specialization in a particular field, naturally we will see faults. So for example, say I am a writer. So as soon as I see any announcement, any poster, I see there is a spelling mistake, I feel irritated. So now I can't wish that away. I have spent so much time writing and studying English and trying to serve Krishna through that I can't wish that away. But it is not that every announcement I say, sometimes even devotees, they make announcements or they print announcements. There are some silly mistakes in that. But I can't go around correcting everyone, although the mistake is there. So first is, I can't wish away my fault-finding mentality. Because sometimes it helps us in our service. It's what required for ourselves. So if it's with respect to cleanliness, it's good. Because being clean is an important principle. And if we notice something as unclean, we shouldn't think that noticing that is wrong. Okay. It's a desirable thing. Because that's how that cleanliness consciousness will help us to keep things clean for Krishna. So first of all, it's not wrong. But secondly, how we express it, when we express it, that will vary. So even with devotees whom I know, in some situations, if the spelling mistakes are not very important, I will not just tell it. But in some cases, say if it's an announcement made in the temple, for temple residents, people don't care for the spelling mistake. But it's going to new people, whose first impression is often the last impression. I'd say a lasting impression at least. So then, I might intervene at that time. So when we intervene, when we don't intervene, that we have to choose. Otherwise, people will start feeling that we are just constant fault finders. Mm. Now, if this is happening with our loved ones, then it is good that, not just good, it would be, I say, necessary, that at some time we sit down with them and share with them our concerns. This is how I am. This is how, you could call me a cleanliness fanatic, but this is how I am. And it seems that cleanliness doesn't seem very important for you. Some people, I would say those who are not cleanliness conscious, they are in three different categories. One is, some people are just irresponsible. Just throw this here, throw this there, throw this there. So they just don't care to be clean. Some people are just so caught in other things that they're not intentionally unclean, but they just don't think about cleanliness as much as we do. And for some people, their cleanliness troubles them also. They lose things, they misplace things, they damage things because of uncleanliness. So these will vary. And depending on the person, we can say, okay, this is what I would like. But if this is not possible for you, then what is a reasonable level we can have in our house or in our vicinity? Cleanliness. So I don't want to be pointing out faults to you. But at the same time, you also would not want everything around you to be disorganized. So if you communicate and clarify the expectations, then even if things do not come to your level of expectation, at least some level will be there. And that person, if in a mature discussion, accepts this, calm discussion, okay, this is what I will be able to do. You know, okay, I'll clean my room. Maybe you would like twice a day or something like that, but I'll clean once a day. Whatever. That standard may vary. And you may also have to step down a little bit. But at least some level will be maintained. And that way, you won't constantly be finding fault. So that clarifying expectations, so that you they don't find that your expectations are unrealistic and you don't feel that they are uncaring, come at some common ground. That will be helpful. And in spite of this, sometimes some people do need reminders or corrections. So especially if they are loved ones, then we also need to make sure that we are having positive interactions with them over other things. If you are correcting someone for something, you should also be appreciating them for something else. Otherwise, every time we correct, every time we find a fault, it's like a withdrawal from the emotional bank account which we have with that person. And they will feel very alienated. They will feel very hypersensitive in our presence. What is the next fault this person is going to find? So we also need to show that we care for them. And by whatever good, other good they may have, they appreciate that and help them that way. That would be the second thing. So that the primary interaction is not the criticism. And thirdly, we can also be a model. That means, if you have your area, say your room or your desk, that you keep very clean. And let the actions speak louder than the words. Because if people themselves say, oh, this part of the room, even if your loved ones are also there, they also say, this part of the room is so clean. As compared to this, my room is so unclean. They will also say, let me clean my room also. So, if you do this, clarify expectations, then have a balanced relationship where you appreciate them also. And then, be more of a model than a critic. Then, gradually there will be change. It may not happen immediately, but at least there will be a start of the change in the behavior, and definitely there will be a change in the relationship. Because people will not feel that we are too much of fault finders. And lastly, it's important that we see others not as opponents, but as partners. That means we are all souls and we are all parts of Krishna. We are not just united as loved ones in our particular family or our friendship or whatever. We are also united in Krishna's family. And all of us are struggling with our conditionings. We have our mind, our senses. They have their mind and senses. So, it is not that if somebody is unclean, that person is a bad person, that person is a irresponsible person, that person is a lazy person. Not necessarily. It is just that they have a particular set of mind and senses which does not make them sense the importance of this, the priority of this. So just as we may have some things which we know are important, but just we are not able to get ourselves to do it. So like that, just as we battle with our conditionings, they are also battling with their conditionings. And then we can pray for them. Not just pray that let them become more clean. Just pray that whatever battles they are fighting with their conditionings, help them Krishna in dealing with that. So that way, when we see them as partners, all the specific fights they are fighting and the specific fights we are fighting are different. But the opponent against whom we are fighting is the same. It's the conditionings. Their conditionings, my conditionings may be different. But if we let our conditioning come between us, then we become mutual opponents, then the relationship will get straight. But we see that, okay, both of us are fighting against our conditionings. And just as there are certain things about that person which irritate me, there may be certain things about me that irritate that person. So, I need to battle with my conditions, and we can pray to Krishna for that, as you will pray that, please help me to curb my fault-finding mentality. Not necessarily mentality, I would say. Mentality is okay. Observing faults, there's nothing wrong. But speaking has to be done carefully, according to time, place, circumstance. And so just as you will need Krishna's help to deal with that, you can pray to Krishna for that. Similarly, you can pray to Krishna. That they have certain conditions, help them to deal with that. Praying for someone helps tremendously in changing our perception of that person. We, rather than seeing that person as a troublemaker, we see that person also as troubled. This person is not just causing trouble to me, he's a troublemaker for me. No. This person also has a mind and senses. And those mind and senses are troubling this person also. So rather than seeing that person as a victimizer, we see that person also as a victim. And that way, we can have more of a sense of commonality rather than a difference. And that way we can overcome this. Mm-hmm.